This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises due to Allah رب العالمين The creator of all things, the sender of all prophets and messengers and the revealer of all holy scripture May the blessing and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of us, especially the seeker of knowledge. And for those who are still far away from the truth, may Allah give them the hidayah. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help every one of us to steadfast in protecting what is right, doing what is right, saying what is right. Quran al-Karim as a divine guidance for humanity, not only for Muslim. Allah Rabbul Alameen said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس. وَبَيْنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ Allah chose the month of Ramadan that is coming very soon. Now we are in the month of Rajab. After Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan. Allah chose that the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. For what? Huda linnas, as a divine guidance. Very clear that Allah is a divine guidance. Meaning if you are not following the Quran, you are not considered being guided. No other book can guide us to get to know Allah, to stay united except the book of Allah. And that's why Allah said, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا Always remember the bounties, the ni'mah that Allah have given us. Once upon a time, everybody don't have the divine guidance, follow what they used to follow. Everybody have their own ways. My way, your way. Like today in the product, in the market, you have Coway, Causeway, Mway, so many ways. And because of that, you are not united. Everybody have their own agenda. Because man-made way is not divine. It's not perfect because we ourselves are not perfect. So Allah revealed the divine guidance. that is here to unite all of you to become a family. Kuntum a'da'an. Because of that, you become enemy among yourself. Your way, my way, and you fight against each other just because of that. You think that you are better than the others, you are stronger than others, but Islam is here to guide you. Those who are stronger, help those who are young, or who are weaker, protect them. Those who are rich, help the poor. Those who have knowledge, educate. Yeah? The people who are ignorant, that's how we move on. And Allah said, remember the blessing of His guidance. Brothers and sisters, today the world is so confused, not only the not yet Muslim, even Muslim. They don't know what they are doing. Everybody just follow the trend. We just finished the New Year Eve, and you can see what is happening around the globe. So much money spent, yeah, just for that particular day, not to save human, not to save the poor, the needy, who need a lot of help from us. Something is very wrong. Now, when you talk about the days, there are so many days that we should always remember. Traditionally, you have so many days. Mother Days, later on, Papa Day. So far, we don't have Father Days yet. I don't know. The only thing that is popular, Mother Days. And then you have Pay Day, Sunny Day, Rainy Day, Sad Day, Happy Day, Birthday. So many days. In Islam, there are only 2 days that is considered religious day. Religious festival. Eid al-Fitri, Eid al-Adha. After the ending of fasting, then we celebrate Eid al-Fitri. That is our day. And there is a way to celebrate. Not with firecrackers, not with all this burning here, pollution, no. But by glorifying Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. This is our day. It's called religious festival. Follow up with prayer. Not with singing, and we don't know what we are singing about. But just trying to get closer to Almighty, the Creator, be grateful, be thankful to Him that we are still surviving. And the second one is Eid al-Adha. It's when the people are performing Hajj. That is the biggest one. Because that day, you celebrate almost 4 days, from the 10, 11, 12, 13. Takbir, the same thing. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No crackers, no firework. No burning, no smoke, no. Purely praising the Creator, Allah Rabbul Alamin. Other than these 2 days, it's not religious day anymore. It can be a traditional way. Malaysia is a country rich with holidays. While you are working, suddenly a holiday. Another day. So productivity is not that good. China also have holiday, Chinese New Year. When Chinese New Year, they have long holiday. Everything just stop. But there's no religious festival, it is just a Chinese calculation that they start. This is their new year according to their calculation. To them, this is a day, the best day for them to get together, family reunion. They get together. The Christian have their days. The Hindu have their days. The Buddhists have their days. There are so many days. We as Muslim, Allah have make it very clear that He have perfected the religion for you. You just have to follow. And if you decide to follow other days, other way, then Allah warn us, وَمَا يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. You can choose, it's your choice. Whatever you spend, whatever you do for that particular day, you don't follow the day that Allah have decided for you, will not be accepted, will be rejected. It's a waste of time, waste of energy, everything is a waste. And wasting time, money, is part of the work of the Satan, who loves us to do this. You don't spend your money in the right way, help the poor, the needy, you just burn your money for nothing. And Allah said, Shaitan is your number one enemy. But we don't know who is our enemy anymore. The real family who need your help, you are not there to help them. Neighbor country, and the neighbor is suffering, millions of people suffering in Palestine. And we don't even feel. At least feel for them. Very sad what is happening to us. All these days that people are celebrating other than the religious day is a commercial matter. Everything is money. I just want to share a bit. If you look back to New Year Eve that just passed us a few days ago, when the Puritan Parliament of England banned Christmas from 1647, based on the history, year 1647, Christmas was banned by the Parliament of England, not us. It became impossible for the worshipper of this cult who create this so-called Christmas. Have nothing to do with Jesus. It's a business. It's a cult. So, for the worshipper of this cult to bring out their ceremony, they still want to do something. Because it's money-making. Many of their tradition was switched to New Year's Eve. They start to change. There's nothing to do with Christianity. New Year Eve was known as Hokmene. Originally, the New Year for the Roman was March the 1st. So when you count to 7, you will find that September, meaning 7. Then October, November, December are the Latin word for 8 months, 9 and 10. New Year Day was changed from March the 1st to January 1st for the pagan, so-called God. This is according to what is written in the history. But a lot of people today celebrating a lot of things without knowing what is this day about. It become like a very traditional day now. The day that all Muslims should always remember. There are many days, they're very important for us to remember. Not our birthday, but you can, just to remember, oh, when you were born, no problem. But it's not a festival. It's just a day for you to recall how old you are. Now, that's good to remember, oh, I'm 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Allah in the Holy Quran mentioned a lot of days that we are not alert about it. The Prophet, he always loved his Ummah to remember that particular day. That's why when he started his mission in Mecca, he started by reminding all his Ummah. Man kana yu'min billah wal yawmal akhir. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ Number one. Number two, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ فَرْيُقْرِمْ جَارَهُ Number three, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ فَيُقْرِمْ جَارَهُ أَوْ دَيْفَهُ In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet said, whoever believe in Allah, whoever believe in Allah, who say he believe, he must believe in that day, called the last day, Yawmul Akhir. When you believe Allah is there, you must believe there is a last day for every one of us. Al Akhirah, Yawmul Akhirah, that day. It's a very important day for the believers. But the believers keep on forgetting that particular day. If you say you believe in Akhirah, the sign, Allah said, when you want to say anything, make sure you say what is good. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا Anytime you want to say something, you want to speak about anything, make sure is good, is right, or silent is better. There is a sign of the people who believe in that day. And whoever believe in Allah and the last day, there will be a last day for all of us. You must always honor your guests. Honor your neighbor. These are the sign of those who say, he believe. Or she believe. But today, a lot of people are not aware about that particular day. There is so many days. Yawmul Khuruj. There is another day called Yawmul Khuruj, the exiting day. Meaning there will come a day, everyone who have passed away millions of years ago, then when the day will appear the last day, everyone will exit from their grave, from Aram Barzah. There's the day of resurrection. There is a day, Yawmul Hashar, another day that Allah used. The day of assembly, everybody will stand up. That's why that day also is known Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of standing. Qiyamah means standing, lughawiyah. No one sit, no one have a chair for them. Everybody, king, emperor, young, old, male, female, rich, poor, everybody will stand. How long you stand? You have to stand there for 50,000 years. How many hours you have stand on earth before? None of us have even stand for 10 hours. You have to stand for 50,000 years. It's a long day. That day also is known as Yawmul Hashar. the day of regret. A lot of people will regret. Why? I should have done this. I should have done that. Too late. Reminder and reminder have been given. You keep on forgetting. You are very, very careless. You don't care less. You don't care. How many times our parents remind us to be good? We don't care. How many times imam always remind the ma'mum to follow the imam properly? We don't care. How many times we are reminded when you pray jama'ah, you must stand straight, stand close to each other, shoulder to shoulder, feet to feet? We don't care. We just don't care. That day is also named as Yawmul Hisab, the day of reckoning. The day of reckoning. That is the day also is known as Yawmul Tublas Sarair. Yawmul Tublas Sarair. That is the day when all secret, where all secret will be laid in front of everyone. Nobody can hide from Allah that particular day. That day also is known as Yawmul Qulud, the day of eternity. After that day, we will be surviving either in paradise or in hell. That's all. You go to paradise, you'll be there eternity, forever. You go to hell also forever. Khalidina fiha. So brothers and sisters, why I started about this day today? Why I talk about days today? Because today also we are in the month of Rajab. When come in the month of Rajab, we all, normally the traditional Muslim, will be exposed to a lot of ritual. And they always use some hadith to say, example, one hadith. This hadith, according to them, is from Anas bin Malik. He said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Anna fil jannati nahran yuqal lahu Rajab." Indeed, in paradise there is a river which was named as the river of Rajab, the name of this month, Rajab. We are in Rajab now. Where the water that flow in this river of Rajab is so white, pure white, whiter than the snow or the milk. And the taste is so sweet, sweeter than honey. There's so many. And whoever fasts one day in this month of Rajab, Allah is sure to give you the right to taste from this river, to drink the water from this river. This saying is created by some people to misguide the Muslim. This hadith was in the level of to the level of maudu, false hadith. People start to create, try to innovate, encourage you to do things that has not been taught by Prophet Muhammad. But if they said, "I recommend you," no one will follow. So they use the name of the Prophet. But one thing that we have been blessed, brothers and sisters, our religion that has been perfected by Allah and was delivered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the best manner, and Allah protect the Quran cannot be altered, cannot be changed. Until today, you go to any country, the Quran is the same book. The origin of the Quran stay strong until today. Nobody can, they can try. Allah say, "Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun." We are the one who revealed the final revelation as a reminder to all of us, the Quran, and we will protect the authenticity of this book. The original text cannot be changed. People can play with the translation, but any Muslim, good Muslim scholar can detect, you know, by minute they detect, this is not the right translation. Because nobody understands the book of Allah more than one man, the messenger of Allah, who received directly from him through angel Gabriel. So nobody can say that this is what Quran said without referring back to one man, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the way. And the saying of the Prophet also, alhamdulillah, with the will of Allah, yeah, it is been recorded in all the authentic books of references. But the difference between the Quran, the saying of the Prophet can be manipulated because it's the word of human. But the Prophet was guided. The authentic saying of the Prophet cannot go against the Quran. But when it is not from the Prophet, then you can see suddenly it contradicts. You know automatically this is not from the Prophet. Because the Prophet was reminded by Allah and he also reminded people, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ أَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He will never utter say something under the name of Allah, under the name of Islam, based on his desire, his feeling, his emotion, except what Allah revealed to him. That is the Prophet. Not like you and me. We are different. We can put so many feelings in our words because we love feeling. We are the EQ people, people of emotional. Yeah. Now, there is also another saying, very popular. And if you check this hadith properly, if you are a man who are very careful about saying the Prophet, then you will find that it's all these hadiths that people are quoting when Rajab come in, when this man is concerned. You can get it in the collection of Al-Hadith Al-Mawdu'at. The collection of false hadiths. They also said, that a companion said, the true companion will never say something that is not from Allah. But they use this name. People who want to create fitna, they just choose any name. They say, Sheikh Hussein Yi said this. Who said that? I didn't say that. And the people who are innocent, oh, he said that. I know him. If he said that, I believe. But they didn't double check with me. Did you say that? We should. Today the world is so easy for you to communicate. You should. They say that our Prophet did mention the month of Rajab is the month of Allah, Shahrullah. And the month of Sha'ban that is coming is Shahri, my month. And the Ramadan, Shahru Ummati, is the month for my Ummah. The wording seems to be very attractive. The month of Allah, the month of Prophet Muhammad, the month of his Ummah. It sounds, Sound good, you know? It makes us feel good. And whoever fasts one day in this month with the right iman and the right intention, then he qualified to get the blessing of Allah and enter Jannatul Firdaus. Al-A'la. Who say that? Somebody could. And they say, Sunnah, Sunnah, Sunnah. It's from the Prophet. For you, a normal person, if I don't learn about this, I will be like all of you. Wow. So special. Let us do what we were taught to do. Fast. This month is the same month. Like other man. But if you are a person who have been fasting the Sunnah fast, Monday, Thursday, every month, 13, 14, 15, Yawmul Abyad, the white days, the middle of every month, then you can continue, no problem. This is Sunnah, is recommended by the Prophet. But to choose a particular day and fixed it in this month, just one day, you get this reward. It's not from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But it's very popular. When you come to Rajab, you can see a lot of people will tell you to do this, do this, do that. But if you're a person have been fasting the Sunnah fast, then you can continue. There's nothing wrong. Nothing to do with this month. It's about Isnin, Monday, Thursday, and the middle of every month, 13, 14, 15. And that is the general hadith from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. This is just to remind all of us, yeah, that we should be very careful in following the teaching of Islam. We cannot just blindly listen to what people say without, but what can we do with the lay person? They don't know. They don't have the tools to check whether this is copper, gold. They don't know. Anything yellow, gold. Yeah. Not necessary. Every color, yeah, who look alike, is the same now. So, brothers and sisters, please remember the day that is very important for us to believe in. Yawmul Akhirah, our last day. As we die, there is our own last day. On earth, we will die. We pray, may Allah forgive the soul of some of our young brother who just passed away these few days back. A lot of young people is leaving us. They are younger than their parent. Their parent is still surviving, alhamdulillah. But they have returned back to Allah. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'fu anhum. May Allah forgive their soul. May Allah pardon them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace for them a better environment than the environment they have in this life. This life is full of fitna, challenges. But you cannot escape. You just have to prepare yourself. And one of the ways that we show the seriousness about fitna we are preparing is we are here to learn. Saturday, Sunday, we spend our time wisely to get closer to Almighty God, to know what He wants us to do and try to do. What He said don't do. Why? He loves you more than yourself. He keep on reminding you because He wants you to be saved. He wants to save you from a lot of destruction. We don't know. We human just follow our feeling. So that's why attending religious classes is essential. But what kind of class? A class who talk nonsense? Just say, sunnah without any evidence? No. We don't want to waste our time learning thing that is not authentic. So we must be selective, like how we select our food, how we select our garment, how we select the place that we want to live in. You select your friend. You select in teaching the right knowledge. What we can assure all of you, brother and sister, the difference between we and other area, we try our best to make sure that whatever we are sharing with all of you is based on the saying of Allah, the Quran, unchanged, unaltered, uncorrupted, and the authentic saying of the Prophet. That's all. Because we know a lot of people are using sunnah, this word, too freely. Sunnah, and quote few verses in Arabic. And there are people who are like normal people. Wow. It's Prophet saying. That's why the Prophet warned us. He said, Man qala alayya ma lam akul falyatabawwaq maq'adahu minan nar. He said, whoever say something and use my name, but I didn't say. He just used my name. He put himself in hellfire. Man qazziba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwaq maq'adahu minan nar. Whoever dare to lie with the name of the Prophet, he will put himself in hellfire. Why? The companion cannot say that. Only the Prophet can say that. Because his word is an authority. So don't misuse the authority. It's like when you say, Allah said, okay, if Allah said, I'm going to follow, which ayah are you going to know? Which ayah? Show me. If they cannot show you the ayah, you are the reference from the book of Allah in the Quran, then you say, I'm sorry. I will not follow because it's not from Allah. It's not show me the reference. So it's okay. It's your saying. But the scholar, or this saying of the scholar, is not the saying of Allah. Saying of the scholar is not the saying of the Prophet. It's not the same. That's why Allah said, اتَّقَزُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرَحْبَانَهُمْ أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Why that Allah said to the Prophet, so the Prophet was said to his people, because among his followers, you had the people from the people of the book, the Yahud and the Nasara, who became Muslim. So the Prophet conveyed this message to remind them that the Jew and the Christian, they are the people of the book, Ahlul Kitab. They have Moses and Torah, they have Jesus and have Injil, considered as the Bible today, the New Testament. They have the right man, Jesus. The right man, Moses. They have the right book, Torah, the Old Testament, Injil, they have it. Like we have Prophet Muhammad and Quran. What went wrong? Because whatever they do now, they don't check their reference. The original Torah is non-existent, only in the museum. And you cannot find in their book today that they have formed a new book. From Torah, they changed to Talmud. And then they say that this is the new one, new version. All the wording there is from the rabbi, the monk, the priest. There is no reference Old Testament verses this chapter this no more. And when you go back to the book of Injil, the New Testament, worse than the Old Testament. Everything changed. Who wrote that? You go back to the history, you know. None of the disciples of Jesus who wrote that. How can you, if you are not a disciple, and you say, Jesus said that. But you see, the way our book, our reference very different. If Allah's word is Quran, completely different out from the saying of the Prophet. If the Prophet said, the Prophet is having another reference. They have another set of book written only the saying of Prophet. When Allah, no, the word of the Prophet is never joined to get mixed with the word of Allah. Quran is just Quran. Call Allah, call Allah. But when hadith, you have the companion heard that the Prophet said this. The companion is doing this because he saw the Prophet does it. That is how the saying of the Prophet. You don't have any reference in the people of the book today. The Yahud and Nasara have that kind of collection. What is the saying of Moses? What is the saying of Jesus? Nothing. They put everything in one. As testament. As a divine guidance. To show you what is right and what is wrong. So just follow. But today, we feel sad. We have the best guidance, very clear guidance. Furqan is here to differentiate the right and the wrong, haq and falsehood.